Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Let everything that has breath come on and praise ye the Lord. If you have breath in your body this morning, I need you to give God your best praise. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Come on, come on. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, let us exalt him. Let us exalt his name together. We welcome you in, God. We invite you in, God. Come on, let your presence fill this place, God. Hallelujah. We are here for no other reason but to bless your name, God. You get all the glory, God. You get all the honor, God. We agree with what you say about us this morning, God. We declare, God, we are victorious. Hallelujah. We're more than a conqueror, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. We're lenders and not borrowers, God. Hallelujah. The righteous son. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for all the things that you say about us this morning, God. The promises you've made to us, oh God. Hallelujah. We agree with you, God. Hallelujah. We stand and agree with you, oh Lord. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Thank you for thinking so much about us, God. Hallelujah.
Everybody shout with me. Yes, Lord, I believe.
Everybody shout with me.
Yes, Lord, I agree.
Shout it out if you believe.
Yes, Lord, I believe. All things are possible. All things.
Everybody say.
All things are possible.
From the top.
All things.
Everybody shout with me.
Yes, Lord, I believe.
Everybody shout with me.
Yes, Lord, I agree.
Shout it out if you believe.
Yes, Lord, I believe. All things are possible. All things.
Everybody raise it up, say.
All things are possible. All things.
I concur.
I concur. I agree.
I believe.
I believe.
What God says.
What God says about me.
I concur.
I concur.
I agree.
I agree.
That all things.
All things are possible. All things.
God, we believe that.
All things are possible. All things.
I concur.
I concur.
I agree.
I agree.
I believe.
I believe.
What God says.
What God says about me.
I concur.
I concur.
That all things,
all things are possible. All things,
we believe that, God.
All things are possible. All things,
God cannot
fail.
He can
not fail. God cannot fail. He can not fail. God cannot fail.
He cannot fail.
He cannot fail.
He cannot fail.
make us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We're never alone with you, God. Hallelujah. Unconditional love, God. Hallelujah. You're open doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You won't fail us, God. Hallelujah. You won't fail us, God. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. Thank you, Jesus. You know my name, God. You're speaking my name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He cannot fail. Hallelujah. He cannot fail. I believe that, y'all. He cannot fail. Hallelujah. He cannot fail.
Release,
one more time, let's add some to release.
hear the sound of an army arising.
Hallelujah.
I hear the sound of an army arising.
I
hear the sound of an army arising.
Sons and daughters, they shall be saved in this place. God, you've released your glory on us now, on us now, on us now. God, release your glory on us now. I hear the sound of an army arising. We receive your power, God. We receive your glory, God. We receive our healing, God. We receive our favor, God. We receive wisdom, God. We receive manifestations, God. Hallelujah. Salvation is ours, God. Hallelujah. In this place. Oh, God, we say in this place. In this place, God, hey, release your glory on us now. Release your glory on us now. We need your glory, God. We need more power, God. In this place, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Meeting our needs, God. You know we need power. You know we need your healing. You know we need your love. You know we need wisdom, God. We need protection, God. In this place. This place being this room. This place being our hearts, God. This place being our lives, God. Our temples, God. Thank you, God. We have everything we need. Hallelujah. And then some. My God. Thank you, God, for being everything that we need. Even before we know we need it. That's the God we serve. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. Yeah. Wherever you are, just take some time. Be transparent. He already knows what you need. So go ahead and just ask him. Go ahead and thank him. God, we thank you for meeting our needs, oh God. Oh, you are the great I am. Hallelujah.
I have everything I need.
Hallelujah.
I have
everything.
I have everything
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless you. We bless you. Lord, we thank you that you are the great I am. Hallelujah. You're whatever we need you to be. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you that you're the kind of God, you're the kind of Father that anticipate our needs. Glory to God. Lord, sometimes you grant our needs, you bless us with we stand in need of even before we ask you, glory to God. So we honor you that you are that kind of Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. There's one song that praise team sing, Lord, that talks about you're the good Father, glory to God. You're a good Father, amen. And you love us, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we bless you, we bless you. Lord, we honor you for this time of worship. We honor you for this time of praise. We honor you for this time of fellowship. We honor you for this time where the word is taught, expound, preach to us in this place and throughout the airways. Father God, we thank you that you've chosen us to speak a word through, amen. And Lord, we're thankful, we're grateful, glory to God. And we feel privileged that you've chosen us, glory to God. Lord, you told your disciples that they didn't choose you, but you chose them to go forth and bring forth fruit so that their fruit shall remain, glory to God. So we honor you again, Father God, for your predetermined will, glory to God. You know that you've chosen us. You have set us in a place to do a work even before we know it, even before the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. So, Father God, we honor you today for everything you are to us. Glory to God. You are our Father. Glory to God. We honor you, Jesus, for you are our Savior. We honor you, Holy Spirit, for you are the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you now that as we stand to share in this house today what thus saith you, we thank you that you do have mercy upon us. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you go before the word in this place today, that you do quicken us in our innermost beings so that we will spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything that the word is sharing with us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, and we ask you now that as we stand to be used by you, that you will stand up in our body, that you will think with our mind, that you will speak through our mouth, that you will flow through us to say and do everything that our Father desires for you to flow through us to say and do in this place today. We thank you that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place. We thank you that we are blessed. That is, we're empowered to prosper your way as we receive your word on good ground, that good ground being our hearts. Father God, thank you. And we do decree and declare in this place that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen, amen. Come on, let's bless God in this place today. Amen, amen. Wherever you are, by way of social media, wherever you are, by way of teleconferencing, wherever you may be, it's your opportunity to bless the Lord as well. Amen. We declare in this place today that the presence of the Lord is in this place. This is none other than the house of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our music ministry, our musicians, our praise team, all of our support staff, our ushers, etc., our media people who are here making everything possible. Somebody say amen. And thank you for all of our members who are here today as well. Let me put out a disclaimer early. Somebody say early. I feel something going on in here. Amen. In my spirit, man. Glory to God. And I don't know exactly what it is. But if I seem like I'm going on a rabbit trail and seem like I'm getting off from what I may start off with, and know that it's not me, it's the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Amen. I believe that he desires someone to be healed today. Somebody say amen. So we speak healing in this house. Amen. We speak healing throughout our social media platforms. Everybody who's listening, we speak healing, glory to God, in the minds, glory to God, in the hearts, glory to God, of every individual who's partaking in this word session of our worship experience. Lord, we honor you. We thank you. That by your stripes, by the stripes of your son, Jesus Christ, we are healed in our bodies and in our minds. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, we're in part number 7, glory to God. 7 is the number of completion, so perhaps we will be finished with these lessons entitled Truth Revealed by the Holy Spirit. Today, somebody say amen. Hopefully you've received something that has blessed you, that has empowered you to prosper God's way in your walk with the Lord, amen. And even in your walk or your establishing of your relationship with the Holy Spirit, amen. We hope and pray that these lessons have aided you or helped you to grow in that communion with Him, Him being the Holy Spirit, amen. I said from the onset of these lessons that the Holy Spirit has some things that He wants to reveal directly to you. Somebody said to me, that doesn't have to come through the pulpit or the set person in the house. He wants to speak directly to you. He wants to reveal truth to you. He wants to show you things to come. He wants to have that personal relationship established with you so that you can know His voice, know His leading, and hear exactly what He's saying to you. And I pray prayerfully that you've been receiving and that you've been working on establishing that relationship from day to day. Somebody say amen. You can simply start by just speaking to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. That was a great book out by Benny Hinn at one time. I'm sure you can still get it. It was talking about establishing a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that he said that we could do was say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, good morning, Holy Spirit. That's how I start my day every morning. I wake up, I stretch my legs over the side of the bed, and I say, good morning, Holy Spirit. And I ask him how he's doing. And I trust that you're doing wonderfully well in this day. And then there's some other things I asked him. I asked him to help me in my every endeavor. In that particular day that I just moved into, I ask him to lead me and guide me into all truth. I ask him to strengthen me in my innermost being so that my inward man can put my flesh man under subjection so that I can walk in the spirit and mortify the deeds and the desires of my flesh. And I also ask him to fill me with his power for holy self in my innermost being, in my inward man. So again, I can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I want him to know that I'm dependent upon him. Somebody say amen. To do his ministry in me. Glory to God. I hear that, Lord. And we need to know that the Holy Spirit lives in our belly. Somebody say in our belly. And he's a producer of life. Somebody say of life. In our belly. Somebody say amen. His life flows up through here, through our spirit, men and women, to our minds and give us direction as it relates to how to live the abundant life, glory to God as well. Somebody say amen. So somebody say the Holy Spirit lives in me right here. Somebody say right here. Somebody say in my belly. Somebody say in my belly. John chapter 7, verse number 38 and 39. I thought I was going to rehearse what we talked about last week, but I'm already on the move. Somebody's already on the move. Already on the move, so I'll just follow the flow of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said the Holy Ghost. Give me that in the King James translation, because the New King James will say in the heart, and that's not what God wants to say. Somebody said God wants to say belly. Somebody said the cavity, the open cavity down here, amen, is where the Holy Ghost lives. Somebody say amen. And Jesus said when he was going out in his ministry, he said, he that believeth on me. Somebody say on me. As the scriptures say it, or has said, out of his belly, say out of my belly. Somebody say, out of my belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Somebody say living water. Somebody say living water. Somebody say living water. He didn't say stagnant water. Stagnant water don't produce life. Stagnant water stands still. Somebody say stand still. As a matter of fact, stagnant water will cause you to become stagnant. Somebody say amen. But because we have living water in our bellies, which is the Holy Spirit, and we'll see it in a minute, life is produced in us. Somebody say life. Somebody say life. How many of you all know that in the beginning, God didn't create man to die? In the beginning, God, when he formed man out of the dust and breathed the breath of life in man, and man became a living being, man was not created to die. Judah, he was created to live eternally in an eternal place. Somebody say amen. But because of Satan, somebody say Satan, and the disobedience of Adam and Eve, death came into the world. Somebody say amen. Death being separation from God, death being separation from life. Somebody say amen. And now when we believe in Jesus Christ, the life-giving spirit comes and set himself up in us. Somebody say, I'm the temple. And he produces life on the inside of us. Eternal life. Somebody say eternal life. And the abundant life. But we got to learn to submit to his leading. Somebody say amen. The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, can lead you to a pot of gold. And they got real quiet. We got to learn to heal the Holy Spirit and submit to his leading. I can remember in my beginning with my walk in the Lord, the Holy Spirit used to be so strongly in me. And I don't know whether I long for that anymore because the word has sort of built up in me. But I liked it. I could be in the store shopping. And my buddy, Pastor Earl Dixon Jr. would tell you this. I could be in the store shopping. You reminded me of this a couple of weeks ago. I could be in the store shopping and forget what I had come in the store for, and I'd pass by it, and the Holy Spirit would literally turn my body. And I would look up and say, there it is. Somebody say amen. I remember when I was driving over the road, I would get conviction in my spirit. You know, when I get my spirit a little bit too high, amen, the Holy Spirit would convict me that the police was up ahead and that I needed to slow down. That was truth. Somebody said truth. That he was leading me into. If I didn't slow down, I'd get a ticket. He was my scout, if you will, amen. He went before me, and he would show me the danger that I can get into if I didn't follow his leading, amen. I just need to tell you that the Holy Spirit wants to be, my God, involved in every aspect of our lives. Somebody say amen. I remember when I was working in corporate America. I get a promotion, and I think I've told you this before, didn't know what to do. Took the promotion because it increased me financially. Somebody say amen. It put my family and I in a better state. Somebody say better state. Wouldn't know what to do, I'd pray, and the Holy Spirit would give me wisdom. He would show me what to do. As a matter of fact, I would get accolades from people on the job, from my supervisor, from the manager in the department. And it wasn't even me, it was the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost in me teaching me what to do, amen. He said he'd lead me and guide me into all truth. That's what the word declares, amen. And that's what he did. Somebody said what he did. I'm practicing these days, and I said in my inner man, I don't always say it on the outer man, I don't want to do nothing that the Holy Spirit leads me not to do. Nothing. Because I know if he's leading, and I said not to do, if he's leading me not to do something, it has some type of adverse effect attached to it, amen. It can hurt my reputation, it can hurt my body, it can hurt my life, it can hurt my family life, et cetera, et cetera. So when he leads me not to do something, I'm working hard on not doing it, amen. Somebody say amen. Every now and then we all slip and fall. But I'm trying my best. Even when I wake up in the morning. Somebody said wake up in the morning. Occasionally I want to lay down a little bit longer and the Holy Spirit convicts me to get up. I'll say to myself, I don't want to do nothing but what the Holy Spirit wants me to do. I don't want to disobey the Holy Spirit. So I'll get on up. Even if I'm dragging a little bit. Because I'm excited about every morning I get up because I know he's getting ready to teach me something. Teach me something I didn't know. Give me some more understanding in some areas where I need understanding. And it ain't always spiritual understanding. It's sometimes things about the natural life that I'm living. I wish you all could hear me. Because we want to make everything religious. In the church. Some of us can't even fathom that the Holy Spirit would help you outside of Christianity, if you would, amen. Some of us can't even fathom, even though I'm telling you, even though I'm teaching you, that the Holy Spirit will even help you in your job. Somebody say it when I said it. I don't believe that. I'm not God. But I'm not going to just willfully lie to you, amen. What does it profit me to lie to you, amen? If you ever catch me in a lie, you might start to call me a liar. I don't want to be called a liar because I try my best not to practice lying. Somebody say amen. He wants you to know the Holy Spirit is pleading with you through the prophet, through me, that he wants you to establish a relationship with you because he wants to help you in every area of your life. I know you're smart. I know you're educated. I know you've been to school. I know you know more than me, thank God, amen, because I need you to help me sometimes. But the real thing is, the Holy Spirit been around a lot longer than you. Somebody say amen. He was hovering over the earth when God said, let there be light, glory to God. And what happened? There was light. I believe the Holy Spirit had something to do with that, amen. And if he was way back then, up here now, he got a lot more wisdom than we have. So he wants to be a relationship with us. And hopefully, through this series, I got to go back to that again, Lord. I'll do what you say. Hopefully, through this series, you've started practicing building relationship with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 14. I'm way off script. Way off script. But I made a disclaimer when I started. I felt something here. And whatever way the Holy Ghost lead me, I'm going to go. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Paul writes, and Paul knew something about relationship with the Holy Spirit. Paul talked about how he spent time in Arabia for 3 years, and the Lord taught him things like grace, et cetera, et cetera. There was a revelation involved, so I believe the Holy Spirit was involved in that. I believe that the Holy Spirit was involved in that. And the scripture says that the Lord is the Spirit. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Somebody say amen. So the scripture says the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say communion. Somebody say communion. What does it mean to commune with anybody or anything? It means to establish relationship. It means to communicate with. It means to talk to. It means to share ideas with. Somebody say amen. What do I have that I can share with the Holy Spirit? I can share what I'm thinking. I can share an idea that I have. And if it ain't quite right, he can tweak that thing. As I build a relationship with him. This is what I want to do, Holy Spirit. I want to go down here. I want to buy this brand new Mercedes Benz. I want this S550. Et cetera, et cetera. You don't need to do that right now. This is not the timing for you to do that. And I say okay, because he sees something down the road that I don't see. He sees something down the road that I don't see. Or he might tell me to go and pick out a car, as he have done. And I went and picked out the car. I went and sat down with the salesperson. And I know she think I'm crazy because I told her all the Holy Spirit told me to do is pick out the car. She read down the list of the cars when he got to the one that he wants me to have. And I say he wants me to have. God wants a life for us that we don't necessarily want for ourselves sometimes. God wants us to live better sometimes than we're living. But we got to submit to his leading to the lifestyle that he wants us to do. God has been good to my wife and I. You know, my folks will tell you, God's been good to First Lady and myself. We've been married, I think, 38 years this year. We had some challenges in our relationship, and they came mostly out of personality. Somebody say personality. But for the most part, God has been so good to us. God has blessed us to live well. Somebody say well. But I believe in my spirit we don't live nearly where God desires us to live. So God will show you that, look, I want better for you. And I came to the conclusion some years back that if God is living on streets of gold, he don't want his children to live out here broke. What kind of father would that be? He got all this plushness that he live in, and I got to live like a pauper, P-A-U-P-E-R. A lot of our problems are not God. A lot of our problems are us. God can bring it and put it in your lap, and you still mismanage it, and then you want to put it on God. A lot of our problems are not God. A lot of our problems are our soul lacking, if you will. Did you get that? Our soul, like in the Bible say, we prosper and be in health as our what? Soul prospereth. So if you're not thinking, if you're not prospering in your thinking, your life, my God, I got your lifestyle will show up in your lifestyle. I got a series of teachings coming up. I think they're coming up next on unhealthy and healthy mindsets, thought processes, and thinking. And God's going to talk to us about healthy mindsets and unhealthy mindsets, processes, and thinking. One of the things we're going to learn about a healthy mindset is a mind that prospers. It's a mindset. It's an inclination to advancement, if you will. It's an inclination here to do well, always do well, always try to overcome any obstacle, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know where the mindset came from in us that we're to stay in a place. I guess it came from the scripture that talks about being content where you are, amen. It says be content, but it didn't say don't desire to advance. It says be content, but don't desire to advance. Sometimes you get in a situation that you just got to stay there and be content, amen. But then opportunity comes for you to come up out. Somebody said, come up. God desire, my God, did you not hear him say that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly? Judah, not just abundantly, but more abundantly. That's above abundance, if you will. Somebody say amen. We got to catch up. Somebody say catch up. Somebody say catch up. And the way we catch up is by connecting to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say catch up. Somebody say catch up. So I was telling you about the instance where God told me to go, where the Holy Ghost led me. I can't sometimes pass by that exit with a Mercedes being played. And this is not just what he desired for me. It's what he desired for a whole lot of us, amen. Especially the seed sowing bunch, amen. Especially the seed sowing bunch. Somebody say amen. You sowed abundance. He wants you to reap abundance, amen. But a lot of times we got to trust the Holy Spirit to carry us to the place where abundance is. Amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So I went in there and I told the lady to take out the list of cars that I wanted or that the Holy Spirit was leading me to. And when she read down the list, the Holy Spirit convicted me of one. I said, stop right there. I need you to give me all the paperwork you got on that. The fax report, all that stuff. And she went and printed off everything, gave it to me, the price of the car and all that. And I said to her, I cannot go any further than what the Holy Spirit tells me to go. And this is as far as he told me to go. I said, I'll be back when he gives me some more instructions. So I took all the paperwork, took it home. I said, Lord, I did what the Holy Ghost told me to do. Now I'm just waiting on you to do what needs to be done next. That's not a next yet. And I'm telling you, I need to tell you, I'm not one of those guys that have dream cars and dream houses that I think about. I'm just not that guy. I don't dream about Porsche. I don't dream about the highest dollar Mercedes Benz. I just don't think about those. I don't dream about those things. I don't dream about the most expensive. I just don't dream about. I'm not that guy. So you better believe when I move in that direction, the Lord has moved me in that direction. Amen. Because I live good. I live good. The Lord has blessed me to live good. I'm trying to help us get to the place where we listen to the Holy Ghost. So Jeremy, when you get ready for the next house, he'll lead you to the land. He'll lead you to the house. He'll lead you to the place to build. He'll lead you to the builder. But you got to be in communion with him. You don't even have to tell him this is what I want to do. He'll show you what you want to do before you tell him what you want to do, amen, because he's on the inside of you. My God. He can divide soul and spirit, bone and marrow. He even knows the intents of our heart. Somebody say amen. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I'm just following the lead. Somebody said the lead. Verse number 12. Well, I thought you wanted me to talk about something else today. Verse number 12. It says, for the word of God is what? Living. And what? Powerful. And sharper. If you read verse number 13, it's going to show you that it's not talking about the written word, but the living word, Jesus Christ. Remember, the Lord and the Spirit are one. Somebody say amen. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrows, and is what? A discerner of what? The thoughts and the intents of the heart. He even knows what we're thinking or what we're intending to do before we do it. So because he knows the thoughts and intents of our heart, he can lead us in the right direction before we even make the decision ourselves. I was in the doctor one day. I was in the doctor's office one day, and I might have told you this before, too. My knee was, I use the terminology, killing me, amen. It was taking life away from me, but I'm telling you. Back then I was still driving the school bus. I'd be driving the school bus and had to open the door on the school bus and stick my leg out of the door and straighten it out for a while, so that the pain would somewhat subside. So I went to the doctor. And the doctor said, well, you got to have that big old surgery, that big old knee replacement surgery. And the Holy Spirit said, not. He said, not. I'm in pain. And he telling me by conviction in my spirit, not. So I told him, we can't have that surgery. He said, well, you got to have it. I said, no, we can't have that surgery. Because then I told him, and he was a Christian, I said, because the Holy Spirit said, I can't have that surgery. And then he started telling me about some kind of scope they go in, clean the knee, et cetera, et cetera. And the Holy Spirit didn't tell me I couldn't have that one. I said, let's sign up for that one. When I came out of surgery, he said, man, you had so many bone fragments that's floating around in your knee, et cetera, et cetera. All he had to do was remove all that stuff, sew me back up or whatever they did, and I didn't have any problems with that knee since. If I had listened to him opposed to listening to the Holy Spirit, I would have had to go through all that therapy stuff. I would have had a knee replacement that I didn't have to have. But the Holy Spirit said no. And I submitted to his leading. God want me to try to help you to understand that the Holy Spirit wants to be involved in every area of your life. Now, if I get sick, and I know I'm talking a lot about me today, but if I get sick, I head for the doctor. If the Holy Spirit don't want me to go to the doctor, he'll tell me. He hadn't stopped me but once, I think. Because sometimes I can think things are more serious than they really are. I listen to my body indicators, if you will. But if I got a headache, I'm assuming that something's going on up here. If my legs are hurting, I'm assuming there's something going on in my body that needs to be repaired or at least looked at. I believe in body indicators. I believe that the body will tell you what's going on. I was having headaches one time and getting dizzy in the pulpit, and y'all didn't even know it. A couple times I like to fell over in the pulpit. Went to the doctor. The doctor said, your blood pressure is low. And it's almost as bad as having high blood pressure, because it'll take you out of here just as fast as having high blood pressure. So he increased my blood pressure meds, et cetera, and it leveled out my blood pressure. But I listened to my body indicator. One time I was having headaches, and I went to the doctor. It wasn't low blood pressure or high blood pressure. I wasn't drinking enough water. Somebody said enough water. Michael, God created these bodies to live. And if I'm not getting enough water on my joints or wherever I need it, my body will go to the place where the water is and get the water and carry it down to the places where it needs to be. So my body was taking water from my brain and taking it down to my knees or wherever I needed it at that particular point. And I was having headaches because of that. So the doctor told me, I listened to my indicators. I went to the doctor told me, you're dehydrated, you need to drink some water. I drank the water and the headaches went away. We got to learn to listen to our body indicators. Somebody say indicators. Somebody say indicators. Somebody say indicators. Do you not know that the Holy Spirit is your spiritual indicator? He's your spiritual indicator. He can tell you what's wrong even in your spiritual life. We talked about natural. Let's talk about spiritual. I told you all a couple of weeks ago that I was getting irritated real quickly. Did I tell y'all this story? I was getting irritated real quickly. Real quickly. I mean, I think I was short with Kathy a couple of times. I was short with Vic a lot of times. Just short. And I began to notice that I was being short with people. Just anybody. And being in the department store, short. Somebody come to the table, the waiter or the servant in the restaurant, didn't bring it just like I wanted it, short. Almost to the point of being ugly. One morning I was in my quiet time, and I woke up, you know, proud to being in my quiet time, I woke up irritated here and irritated here. I was irritated naturally, irritated spiritually. I prayed, I rebuked, and all that kind of stuff, and it didn't go away. So when I do all that I'm supposed to do spiritually to get rid of a particular thing and it don't go away, guess what? I believe at that point God is trying to teach me something. So I said, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to teach me today? And he began to deal with me about irritation. Somebody say irritation. I had to go to Google and learn some of the things that would cause us from a physical perspective irritation. And then I had to learn from God what causes us to be irritated spiritually. One of the things that he showed me about myself was I was having some challenges in my body. But the fun thing about that is I think he wanted me to learn what causes irritation more than I was having irritation in my body, because after I called the doctor, I went to the doctor that did some blood work, I had an infection in my body, and I began to take the meds to clear up. But God, in the midst of that, was showing me that he was irritated with his church again, spiritually. We're just not to a place in the church, my God, I hear that, Lord, where he wants us to be. I'm shifting to something else. And it's going to take a supernatural boost from him in order to get us where he wants us to be. That boost come in the form of revival. Refreshing. God wants his church so loving. He wants his church so loving until people are just drawn by our love. He wants us to draw with loving kindness. Kind acts out of love. But for some reason, we're not getting that from spending time with him, from yielding to the lead of the Holy Spirit. So it's going to take, my God, a supernatural outpouring from him in order to shift us where he desires us to be. Somebody say amen. God says that revival is headed for this country. Revival is moving toward this country. One of the greatest revivals that we know about in the history of the church is the revival that happened on Azusa Street. Say Azusa Street. I think 1906, the Holy Spirit fell on some believers who were gathered at a church on a street called Azusa Street, and the people began to speak in tongues. And the Pentecostal movement came out of that Azusa Street experience. That Azusa Street experience, or that revival, lasted for about 9 years, from 1906 to 1915. But at that time, God wanted to move his church to a place where I think that we recognized and operated in spiritual gifts, and the whole church was not operating. So he moved on a few people to introduce that to the entire body. The entire body still don't accept that. But it took a supernatural outpouring from God in order to move the church to the place where he desired to be. Somebody said supernatural outpouring. Go to Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Lord, you got me all over the place, but I'm following the lead. Following the lead. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. There's a supernatural outpouring call, revival, that God pours out upon the church, the believer. And then there's a supernatural outpouring call, spiritual awakening, that God pours out upon unbelievers. Both the outpouring called revival and the outpouring called spiritual awakening stirs up a spiritual thirst on the inside of us. Somebody say amen. A spiritual thirst to know the God that we know the church better, and a spiritual thirst to move in a direction that he wants us to move in as it relates to the unbeliever, a spiritual thirst to grow a relationship with him. Amen. So refreshing. Somebody say refreshing. It's coming. Somebody say amen. Acts chapter 3, verse number 19. Am I making sense to y'all this morning? I feel like I'm just all over the place, but I'm following the lead of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. The Bible says repent. Say repent. We got to start thinking differently about some things. I think I need to line up with God's thinking, Judy. Whatever God says in the Word, we need to receive that. The mind just needs to be changed in some area. We got to stop talking about it's in the Bible, but we don't believe that it happens today. We got to repent. Repent means in the Greek to reconsider or to think differently, if you will, amen. If you see context here, the word was being preached to Jews who didn't believe in the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus being the type of Messiah, spiritual Messiah that God sent him in the earth for him to be. They were still attached to the law. But God did some miraculous things before them. Peter preached, and one of the folks said, well, what do we need to do? Peter said, repent, therefore, and be converted. Somebody said, be converted. He said, repent and be converted that your sins may what? Be blotted out, obliterated. All your sins obliterated, so that times of what? Refreshing may come from what? The presence of the Lord. Where does refreshing come from? The refreshings come from the presence of the Lord. A revival comes directly from him to us. Somebody say amen. Oftentimes, again, when revival comes, the church is lacking in the area. And God will pour out on the church himself what the church is lacking. Somebody say amen. Let me see, can I prove this a little bit deeper? Go to Ezekiel chapter 37. I've heard a lot of animated preaching from Ezekiel 37. But what God was trying to get us to see and the children of Israel to see was they needed the Holy Ghost to be able to display him the way that he wanted to be displayed. Then the hand of the Lord came, and Ezekiel was having vision after vision. God was showing him some things that he needed to express to the house of Israel. And this is just another one of those visions. Somebody say amen. It says, the hand of the Lord came upon me, Ezekiel said, and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down. Somebody say, set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of what? Somebody say bones. Just bones. Next verse, please. Verse 2. I'm trying to wrap up. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were what? Somebody said very dry. No wetness, no spirit, if you will. No life. They were just dry. Somebody say dry. I hear the Lord saying the church is just dry in some areas. And the church needs a supernatural outpouring from him to be able to move in the direction that he desired his church to move in. Somebody say amen. Amen. Next verse, please. And he said to me, son of man, Can these bones live? If he would have answered me, I probably would have answered just, he would ask me that, I probably would answer the same way Ezekiel said. Ezekiel said, so I answered, oh Lord, God, you know whether or not they're going to live. Verse number 4. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Prophesy has to do with speak under the inspiration of, amen. Just say to these bones, Ezekiel, what I tell you to say to them, and they'll receive, what I need them to receive. I think what we have to learn to do as prophets, as pastors, as teachers, we got to learn to hear what the Lord is saying. Just like this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just like this morning, and just say what he tells us to say so that he can get the result that he desired to get in the earth realm. I prepared. I was ready. I have a script. But he desired me to go another way to get his point across. Somebody say amen. So all I got to do is just say what he tells me to say. Somebody say amen. That's where we got to get to as pastors, preachers, and teachers. We're supposed to prepare. The Bible says, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a worker that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're supposed to prepare. But we also got to get to the place where we submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I said last week that God wants to be controlled in his own church, which says that God is not always in control in his own church. And a lot of us as pastors, we've taken ownership of the church, my church. That's my church, my people, et cetera, et cetera. We take ownership, and we take ownership, we're going to give the people what we think they should have, not what the Holy Spirit says they're supposed to have. Not all the time. Somebody say not all the time. So God is saying to me, to other pastors that might view this lesson today, that we got to get to the place that we submit to the lead of the Holy Spirit and just say what the Holy Spirit says to say. I can remember when we were back in the old church, one of the most effective sermons that I've ever preached. It was a one-word sermon or a two-word sermon. I can't even remember what the word was. But there was a lot of deliverance that happened that day. And all I did was say what the Holy Spirit said to say. All I did was say what the Holy Spirit said to say. And there was a lot of deliverance in the house that day. See, it's not in my eloquence. It's not in how much I know. But it's in speaking what the Holy Spirit says speak. I got a word from the Lord. If I got a word from the Lord, that means I got something from the Lord that I need to tell us. If you got a word from the Lord for me, that means you got something from the Lord that you need to tell me. And I don't know if it's for me because I walk in the Spirit. So we got to get to the place where we just say what God wants us to say. We're educated. We're smart. We have great minds, but while this is important, what's most important when we stand up before you is to hear what the Holy Spirit says. See, I might be planning to talk about unhealthy mindsets next week, but you might need to be encouraged in another area. The Holy Spirit knew that when I was preparing, but he didn't want to tell me until the time that I stood up so that I could submit to him and tell you or encourage you whatever you need to be encouraged in so that you can be lifted from that area. Does that make sense to you? So the bones were dry. God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones. Verse number 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall what? So the bones needed life. Somebody said life. If we're speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we're going to speak life. Somebody say speak life. If we prophesy or say what God desires to say under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, somebody's going to receive life that day. Man, I've been preaching before and God would have me to talk about suicide. And somebody was contemplating suicide that day, and they got delivered from the thought of suicide, thereby they lived. Somebody say amen. God wants us to speak life. When the Holy Spirit inspires us, we're going to speak life. Even when I tell you about how the Holy Spirit will help you in your job, he's speaking life to you as it relates to prolong in your work, if you will. He can tell you to be quiet when you get ready to smart off with somebody on your job. Amen. He can tell you to be quiet or don't fight when you get ready to fight on your job. If you would just submit to him, guess what? It would prolong your employment life, if you will. Somebody say amen. He's a God of life. Verse number 6. Let me get to verse number 14. That's where I'm trying to go. He prophesied, and God said, I will put sinews, that's tendons, on you and bring flesh upon you, because they were not anything but bones. Somebody say, man. He said, cover you with skin and put breath in you, glory to God, and you shall what? Live. God wants us to what? Live. I know the Bible says that it's appointed for all of us to die and then the judgment, amen. But sometimes we die before we need to die. Amen. He wants us to, God is a God of life. Somebody say a God of life. Then you shall know that what? I am God. When the sinew come or the tendons come and the flesh come upon you and the breath come, you're going to know that I am God. I did it supernaturally. Next verse. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. So he says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. I did what I was told. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And so, you know, we would preach that the hip bone connected to the leg bone and the leg bone connected to the thigh bone and the thigh bone connected to the backbone. You know, we preach it. Amen. We'll do some animated preaching. But let's keep reading this time. There was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bone came together, bone to bone. How did it happen? The preacher spoke life. The preacher said what God told him to say. Nothing more, nothing less. And the bones began to come to life. Amen. Somebody say amen. Next verse. Good Lord. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Somebody said no life. Next verse. This is good to me. Amen. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man. Just say what I tell you to say to the breath. Prophesy and say to the breath, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds of breath. He's prophesying to the breath and breathe on these slain that they may what? Just say what I tell you to say. Now, prophesy to the wind, tell the wind to come, amen. Like speaking to the mountain, prophesy to the wind, tell the wind, I said, come. You do what I say, do. Life's going to be upon these people. Somebody say amen. We just got to learn to say what he tells us to say so that they'll, my God, so that his words can create life, amen. Yeah. Next verse, verse number 10. God almighty. Yeah. So I prophesied as he commanded. I did what he told me to do. And breath came into them. And they lived and stood up their feet and exceedingly, stood upon their feet in exceedingly great army. Verse number 11, my time is running out. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. These dry bones, can I put it in today's term? This is the whole universal church. They're missing some life that I want them to have, amen. And I need you to say what I want you to say to them so that life can come, amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. That's what folks during this pandemic just believe that, you know, this is it. And God wants us to speak life to them. And I need to tell you again, life is in the Spirit. Somebody say, life is in the Holy Spirit. Verse number 12. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord. I've been telling you for the last 3 weeks what the Lord has said about this country, about the Republican Party, about the present vice president and president, how some things are going to turn out in this country because of that leadership, amen. We need to hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Don't get stuck on parties, but know that God has chosen some people for this period in time that's going to help us to get to a place that he desires us to get to. Amen. Just hear what thus says the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. I can see prosperity there. Somebody say amen. Verse number 13. Because, you know, you read the background, they're in captivity. They were in Babylon because they worship other gods. They rebelled against God. And the wages of sin is death. Somebody said death. Or separation from God. God punished them because of their refusal to submit to him. And now he's telling them in captivity, you're going to live. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, you're going to live. Oh, I wish I knew a little bit more about this. Verse number 14. And I'm trying to quit. He says, I will put my spirit in you. What did they need? Spirit. His spirit. Somebody say his spirit. I will put my spirit in you. That's prior to the Holy Spirit coming for all mankind. And you shall do what? So what is the spirit going to produce in them? Somebody said life. And I will place you in your own land. That's a word to somebody. Then you shall, somebody say you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Amen. So I've said a mouthful of stuff this morning. Started from us getting to the place where we need to commune with the Holy Spirit so that he can do the things in our lives that God wants him to do, even up to the place where we as preachers. And I guess God is trying to prepare us and y'all. Us and y'all. I'm over my time. I said us and y'all. Y'all understand y'all, right? See, we get used to a certain style. We get used to the pastor delivering a certain way. Because we got some folks in this house that tell me something. Pastor, that was a good word today. And then the week before then, they didn't tell me nothing. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I don't know whether it was the deliverance or the word. Somebody say amen. But we get used to things a certain way. And then when God twisted a little bit, we'll say the preacher didn't preach. He could have done better than that. But we were only doing what God told us to do. Amen. He's trying to prepare us a little bit more and y'all a little bit more too. You might not get 3 points in a hoop. You might not get 7 points in a conclusion. You might just get a word, amen. And that word will be enough to deliver you for that day, amen. That word will be enough to take you through the rest of the next week until you get just another word from the Lord. The word might just be shift. The word might just be moved. The word just might be don't move. The word might be just stand still and see. But whatever the word is, you need to receive because life is in the word. Somebody say amen. So he's working on both of us, amen. I have to tell y'all a lot of stuff. This is not on my script, amen. This is not on my script, amen. But I'm learning. Say he's learning. I'm learning, one, that this ain't my church. Two, y'all ain't my people. I just oversee you, amen. And four, I'm to say what God desires me to say to you because he know what we need, amen. Sometimes I can share a word that helps me, bless me, amen. He knows what I need. Somebody say amen. Man, look like we're shifting. Look like we're changing. And I say this prophetically, that there are some churches that ain't going to stand during the shift. Because some of us can't make the shift with the Lord, amen. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It might not be broke, but you can improve on it. Somebody say amen. New and improved Cheerios. New and improved cornflakes. New and improved this. The world understands how to keep us buying stuff, amen. The world understands that change is inevitable. We need to get to the point where we understand that as well. As a church, somebody say, as a church, I need to tell y'all I didn't come here to stay. I didn't come here to stay. Somebody said, didn't come here to stay. You didn't come here to stay, physically or perhaps even spiritually. You didn't come here to stay. So when God says shift, it's time to what? Somebody say amen. So hopefully the word done blessed us today. Well, Lord, you ain't let me say all this on this paper. I want to say it, Lord, but anyway. You want me to say that? Here's the last thing I need to share with you from the Lord today. God said, somebody say God said, that this country is moving into exceptional special times.
That face.
You like what I was saying, Jeremy? You put something else on? Somebody say amen. If you look at what's going on in the world right now, you could probably be in opposition to this word. Isaiah 46. I thought I was done. Isaiah 46:9. Here's all God trying to tell us in this verse, these two verses. He know more than we know. He's already traveled where we're going to travel. So he already knows what the road looks like. So he can tell us before we get there. Does this make sense to you? He says, remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is what? No other. I am God and there is what? None like me. Listen, verse number 10. Here's what you need to hear. Declaring the end from the beginning. He already knows the end. So he can tell us and we can tell you. He knew it in the beginning because he's Almighty God. He sees everywhere. He's everywhere. Good God, and he knows everything. Somebody say amen. So if you listen to the prophet can share some things to us before it even happens. And all we got to do is embrace it when it comes. I told you, and I feel the Lord, lead of the Lord. I told you that sometimes we miss it because we live in human bodies. When we miss it, don't call us false. Just say we miss that, amen. Because if you think I'm false, you might not listen for the proceeding word, if you will. You might shut down on what the Lord would say to me. And the Lord might let us miss it sometime just so that you can get used to us not being accurate all the time. Okay. And from ancient times that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I would do what? All my pleasure. So the Lord can tell us what I just told you. I don't want to mess it up. God said that this country is moving into exceptional special times. The Lord can tell us that because he knows where we're moving. So again, I hope that something was said through this series. Am I done with this series, Lord? Okay, he said I might not be. Amen. I hope that something was said today that will help us in our walk with the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we honor you so much for your great and greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you for it. Is this me, Lord, or is this something you want me to say? Thank you. We thank you that we've received it, we believe it, and we trust you. We trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. And the longer I stand up here, the more I learn. Preachers, sometimes we can hear something in us. And we think we might ought to say it. And sometimes we need to try the Spirit by the Spirit. Because I heard something. I heard a person's name and something to say. But I knew it was somewhat personal. So I asked the Lord, Lord, is this something that you want me to say? And the Lord said, no. We got to learn to try the Spirit by the Spirit. Because if we don't, we're going to err sometimes. And we might end up hurting a person more than helping a person if we speak out of error, if you will. Somebody say amen. So the more I stand up here, the more I learn. Somebody say amen. Let us pray. Lord, we already prayed that perhaps someone is listening today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It is well. Somebody say it is well. It is well. Somebody say it is well. That's a word to somebody. It is well. Somebody say it is well. That's amazing. Thank you, Lord. That's amazing. It is well. It is well. It is well. Not that one either. It is well. It is well. Perhaps somebody watching today. It is well. It is well. Let me invite you to share with us on Wednesday nights, beginning at 6:45 for our Bible study. We're presently teaching understanding the value of the scriptures. Amen. Please share with us so that we can hear what the Lord has to say to us during these teachings. Somebody say amen. If you're listening and you desire to give, if you're viewing with us and you desire to give, we have 5 different platforms that you can share with us by. If you're on Facebook, you can look in the comment section and the instructions will be there. Glory to God. If you're listening, the platforms are Givelify, Cash App, PayPal, Bank Bill Pay, and the United States Postal Service. Our address is 1238 Central Point Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. And lastly, our children's church ministry commenced today at 1130 a.m. We share our children's church ministry presently by way of Zoom. The Zoom ID is 832-347-5685. 832-347-5685. And the password is 680-632. That's 680-632. Amen. Well, that's all I have for today. We pray God's blessing upon you. We pray God's peace upon you. We solicit prayer for Pat Doss and Michael. Michael is sick. No, Michael is going through a healing. He's in the hospital. Pat is standing right there with him every day. And we ask you to pray for her strength. And Lord, we speak healing to Michael's body and his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Have you ever been in a place where you know God is telling you something, but you're not getting it? That's where I am right now, and I want to make sure that whatever he's telling me, I share with you before we close this service today. Yes, sir. Until next week, until Wednesday night, next Sunday. This is a new week. Until Wednesday night, until next Sunday, we again pray that God has said something to bless your life. See you then. Have a wonderful, awesome week in Jesus' name. Amen.